Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the Monday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I'm slowly gaining my voice back. Sorry about the last 2 days last week of not having any news show. I literally lost my voice. It is November 3rd, 2014. All of the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. You ever think that two-factor authentication from Gmail is going to protect you? You feel all nice and cuddly with that? Well, Grant Blackman thought it was. He thought it was all nice and cuddly till he got bit in the butt. His Instagram account was hacked through Gmail. And you're thinking, how did that happen if he had two-factor authentication turned on? A fellow friend and hacker of his says, hey, why don't you check your cell phone provider? And that's where it happened. It started at the cell phone provider. Mr. Blackman said, someone allowed some level of access or social engineering into my Google account, which then allowed the hackers to receive a password reset email from Instagram, giving them control of my account. After this, a lot more details started to emerge about just how easy it is for a hacker to get your password via your cell phone number. What the hackers really did is they called up the cell company, pretended to be Mr. Blackman, and they got to bypass a lot of security questions and then got his phone number. And then they were saying, can you forward my text to this secondary number? Voila! That easy. I don't know about you, but next time I see that little window come up and says, do you want two-factor authentication? Here, provide us your phone number. I don't know if I'm going to. Sharing files between phones, pretty easy when you're an iOS, and I'm an iOS, and you're an Android, and I'm an Android. You're a Windows phone, and no, you're by yourself. But whatever the case may be, Google wants to make it easier for you. So say you're an Android, and I'm an iOS. They want to be able to share those files together in natural harmony. According to the folks over at Android Police, Google is working on a new little thing called Co-Presence. It's a service that would let Android and iOS devices swap content over Wi-Fi. It uses location data, including Bluetooth, to set up the connection, and allows you to send photos and other documents and stuff in both directions, so it doesn't matter where it comes from. It can come from you, it can come from them, and you just go back and forth, and it ain't nice. Even more interesting about this thing, they're saying it won't even require a Google account. I won't hold my breath on that one, though. Almost everything that Google does requires a Google account, but we'll see. We'll see. There's still hope. Also, according to Android Police, Co-Presence should be available in a matter of weeks. However, though, if you're an iOS user, don't get your hopes up of sharing just everything. From what we're hearing, it'll be a little bit more locked down on iOS. Of course it would. I would think nothing less of Apple.
Boy, oh, you naughty boy, you searching for piracy again. Well, I'm gonna take care of that. Come search on Disney Search. Ha ha ha.
No, I'm not kidding. The Mickey Mouse Company has a patented piracy-free search engine coming your way. Disney has obtained a patent for a search engine that ranks sites based on authenticity factors. Disney's main goal, the technology, is to filter pirated material from search results while boosting the profile of copyrighted and trademark holders. Disney believes that the current search engines are using the wrong approach as they rely on websites' popularity. Details are a little sketchy right now. Is this going to be like a Google-type search, or is it going to be an add-on? Nobody really knows right now, as it's still in development. One thing is for sure, probably not the place to go find outtakes of Donald Duck cursing. Formula One is testing a virtual safety car. Now, we all know that sometimes the safety vehicles can be just as dangerous as the actual racing competition. Formula One tried out the new virtual safety car at the U.S. Grand Prix. The system relies on a dashboard display that tells racers to stay under a given speed limit, and of course they'll face a penalty if they go over. The technology is only going to be used in practice sessions for now, but Formula One is working with teams to determine just how viable VSC can be for them. So far, some of those results from those teams include drivers complaining about it. Imagine that. They're saying it's too difficult. I gotta look down all the time instead of concentrating on the road. Some drivers just said it's a plumb stupid idea. We're not going to name names on this show. Personally, if it's for safety, I'm all for it. But I would like to see a hologram car. Wouldn't that be cool? Something we can all see at home, right? Classic games, yes. Let's go back to the days of Atari and ColecoVision and early Nintendo and Pong and all these sort of things, right? But you think, God, I got emulators and I got all this sort of crap. It's just not worth it anymore. Well, the Internet Archive now is going to let you play 900-plus classic arcade games just in your browser. Unveiled this weekend, Internet Archive introduced a whole new category called the Internet Arcade. 900-plus classic arcade games, and you don't even have to have a quarter. It's called the JSMESS Project, and it's an effort to emulate as many systems as possible in a JavaScript. So you're thinking, okay, very cool idea. Does it really work? Well, yeah, pretty much. Now, it's not exactly spot-free or, you know, bug-free. Some are missing sound from the games, but they're promising it's going to get better over time. Now, this isn't going to work on your iPad or iPhone or anything like that, so it's not portable vintage gaming, so you're going to be stuck at your desktop or laptop or this kind of thing. However, though, you can't complain, right? It is free. And finally, microwaves. Yes, don't they just make your food taste so good?
Yeah.
Yeah, in most cases, no. They taste like rubber. In fact, in some cases, it'd be better to just eat a rubber chicken. It'd probably have more flavor. However, though, people over at Sector Cube are wanting to change all that. And the new microwave is called MADE. What's that stand for? Make All Incredible Dishes. I know, it's stupid. All right, it's a stupid name, guys. You gotta change that. Anyways, though, the idea is kind of cool. The 1.3 cubic foot oven gives you access to a crowdsourced recipe store, and it will automatically prepare many dishes at the right time and temperature. Another cool thing about it can actually feature and suggest meals and activities based on your cooking habits and fitness. Also on the thing, there's going to be gestures and voice commands, and have a 6-inch display screen. And if you don't want to touch your fingers on the screen, there's also going to be a smartphone app that'll tell you when everything is done and ready to eat. So cool, so futuristic. However, though, downside, MADE will not ship until October of next year. You can, however, pledge $449 right now and be guaranteed a unit when it does come out next year. Yeah, you kind of guessed it. It's kind of a Kickstarter kind of thing again here. Hey, this is kind of cool. I kind of like it. But $500 for a microwave? Dude, this isn't 1978. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news from the past 24 hours. Until then, just pretend it's Tuesday, even though it's Monday. And thank you very much for listening.